Boss Benny pulling through, of course, saying, "Hey, I kumnandi, and definitely it's a lot, it's a vibe, it's a party, and definitely exciting." Well, our next guest, I mean, she needs no introduction, but I mean, I want us to do it anyway. I mean,
it's Miss Cosmo.
Absolutely excited to have her in studio is Miss Cosmo in the building. Miss Cosmo, how are you doing?
How are you?
You're the first person to ask me this. You know that.
Why? People don't have manners.
No, I think they go off. But I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
It's such a pleasure. I was telling Ole yesterday that, you know, my brother had like the biggest crush on you ever since I was like a kid. And I was just like, what? Every day, literally, we'd have to hear about you. If you drop something, we need to hear about Miss Cosmo. And looking at you now, you still look the exact same. And I'm just like,
is that a good or a bad thing?
No, it's a great thing. You look good. Amazing. So awesome. I was like, thank you. Routine, body routine, please share.
Oh, nothing really. I honestly don't do much. I just wake up and I wash my face with Dove like every normal person. I don't know. Like, I'm just, I think it's the genetics.
Sure, you've got good genes. Please pass them over. All right, so let's take it all back, Ms. Cosmo. I mean, how did you even get to say, okay, this is the name I want to go with, Ms. Cosmo? Because it sounds really nice. And I was wondering, I was like, I don't know, does she like cosmopolitan? How did we get about that?
It actually is because of the cocktail. So when I first started DJing, I was actually still working my 9-to-5 because I was working in a bank at the time. Mm-hmm. So it was just a little awkward for me because I wanted to kind of separate the personas. I didn't really want to be DJ Noni, and I felt like it was a boring name also. Mm. So I went out for drinks with a few friends just to kind of brainstorm and say, okay, well, we need this. Name that I'm going to use, the stage name. Mm. And obviously, we were still just kind of throwing names around, but I was obviously having drinks. Yeah. And one or two Cosmos later, then a friend of mine was just like, actually, this is who you're going to be, DJ Cosmo. And when he tweeted it, I was like, okay, well, I see it, but it still feels a little masculine for me. So that's why I added then the Miss in front of it so that people knew that I was a female DJ.
Tell me, are you still a fan of Cosmopolitan? Is it
100%, 100%. I think it's just one of those signature drinks. It's a classic for a reason. Mm. And that's why I'll forever enjoy it, yeah.
All right, so now we go back to DJing, where it all started for you. I mean, who introduced it to you and what made you really fall in love with music? Because generally, that's the essence of it,
yeah.
Right?
Music. Look, I fell in love with music at a young age. I mean, I come from a very musical family as well. My grandfather was in a jazz band. My dad owns a jazz bar. So for us, it's just always been a musical thing. My mom was in the school choir. Mm-hmm. So I've always just been surrounded by those types of influences. But for me to get specifically into hip hop was a cousin of mine who was actually really into hip hop at the time, and she always used to play us like these new songs, and they just stuck with me and they resonated from when I was still a kid. And from there, I kind of grew with hip hop from your Missy Elliott's, your Ludacris, MC Light. Those were the types of people that I was listening to back then. So it was just good to kind of grow in that space. Mm-hmm. And for me to actually get into DJing, I think it also happened unconsciously. Because I used to make a lot of hip hop compilations when I was in high school. Mm. So I would like burn my own CDs. Don't pirate music, please, people. But anyway, but I used to like make my own compilations of like different songs that I enjoyed. Mm-hmm. Because for me, it was just like tedious kind of skipping through songs when you get a full album, you know?
Yeah.
So that kind of rolled into my space when I was in varsity, because then I would keep them in the car, road trips, bras, whatever the case may be. And then a friend of mine on one of our road trips actually said, yo, you actually have a really good ear for music. Sure. So maybe you should look into DJing. And it had never crossed my mind because for me, I knew I wanted entertainment, but I wasn't really sure what an entertainment. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so at that point I was like, okay, well, here's something to consider, especially because I've been doing it anyway. So it maybe makes sense. And yeah, with my first job, that's when I then got the money to pay for DJ lessons, and I guess now I'm here.
The rest is history.
Yeah.
All right. So now going back to varsity, to school, right? Do you then say, okay, I know I want to be in the entertainment industry. So I think let me study media, or you decided to study something else?
I studied finance. I actually worked in a bank for 4 years. Yes. So for me, like I said, for me, it wasn't necessarily the go-to thing because I just didn't know what to do in entertainment. Mm. So because I didn't know what to do, I just kind of steered towards what the safe option was, which was, I was good at accounting. So let's just do what will make me money. At the end of the day, that's what counts. And of course, it pleased my parents as well. Mm-hmm. So I studied finance, worked in a bank. And while I was in the bank, I think that's where I kind of then figured myself out and my personality and what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And then I was kind of double timing while I was at the job. And at some point, obviously, I had to cut one loose. And I guess music kind of stole my heart. You know?
So finance, accounting, you're good at that. Do you handle your own finances or you have somebody taking care of
it? I actually do. I'm very meticulous when it comes to my money because people will scam me out here.
Yeah, true.
But the only thing I can't do is tax. I don't know how people do that thing. So I definitely pay somebody to get my tax done. But everything else, pretty much, I control, yeah.
Control all of that. All right, so we are with Ms. Cosmo. We'll definitely continue the conversation. I think we've got a song, Ole, if I'm not mistaken, right? One of my favorite songs we are about to play and we are about to jam to it. Hopefully, can you dance, Ms. Cosmo?
No, I left that when I was like in varsity. I'm old now, so my joints don't move the way I want them to anymore. You know, when you think you can dance and then you look back at the videos, you're like, no, actually, let me just leave this alone.
Stick to the chair.
Exactly.
And dance on the chair.
Yeah, I'll just press play. That's my job.
Here we go.
I've always been very female, a pro-female when it comes to my music. I always want to kind of either feature a female or work with a female in some way or the other within my music. Mm-hmm. And with this specific song, I think because of how it had already came together with the chorus, it just made sense that the song needed to have an all-female cast. Mm-hmm. So initially, the song came together because I'd worked with Shoma Josie before. Mm-hmm. So she called me up. She's like, yo, I have this idea. I want to put the song together. Let's work on it. I was like, great stuff, because I've always wanted to do something a lot more like proudly South African. Mm-hmm. And you know, Shoma Josie is always raising her Limpopo flag high. So we were on the same page with regards to that. And she had called up Nelly Siwe. I called up D Koala. And I was so happy that she was able to call Nelly Siwe, because she's just one of those people that I've always just enjoyed. Her voice is so rich and it's so beautiful. And I don't think a lot of people actually recognize the amount of talent she has. So the voice that she put on that chorus was just firepower. And I knew, especially with a song like this, we needed to make sure we touched different parts of South Africa within the song. So obviously Shoma Josie comes in with her voice as well. Nelly Siwe comes in with the Zulu. We've got D Koala coming through as well with the Xhosa, which just kind of like closes it all up. So big ups to the ladies, man. They were definitely representing on the song, and I think we did what we wanted to do with the song, and also just kind of show that women empowerment and women can work together. And that's the message behind the song, is we're stronger together when we're working together, you know. And spanning, you must ngaga, you know. So, shout out.
All right. So, how long did it take to basically have this project complete?
Well, with the specific song, it actually came together very quickly. I think we put together the song within about just under 2 months, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, shout outs to the ladies. That's one thing I can always give to the girls. Whenever I work with the girls, the song comes together fast. We don't have problems. Everybody comes in, they record, they finish, we master, the song is out. The boys, I always have to fight with the guys. Oh my gosh. But yeah, man, I think it's a fire song, and that's why we have what we have today.
Oh man, I absolutely love it. And then I think we go back, right?
Yeah.
It's a sports station where you're at, and I wanted to find out, I mean, you're rocking really one of my favorite brands. You look amazing.
Yes.
Are you into any sort of sporting code?
I am. I actually play netball every week. I play action netball in Sandton at the Action Sports Centre. So my team and I are actually very like competitive. I actually play on my team. I've got Ayanda MVP. She also is one of we've also got Ashwin Bosman. I'm not too sure if you know him. He is Busiswa's manager. So if you watch her reality show, you'll actually know, you'll put a face to the name. So Ashwin is also very competitive. So it's really awesome to kind of put all the different dynamics that we have in the team and play a sport that we love. We've also got boys on the team. Oh, well, Ashwin, obviously. So it's quite cool to actually see how guys also get involved with the netball as well. So yeah, and I gym here and there. I used to do a lot of marathons as well.
What?
I've done the Soweto Marathon maybe like four times. The longest I've done was the 21 kilometers. I've done that twice. I stopped running though because I started getting a bit scared running on the streets. You know, things started getting a bit shaky in this country. So I think I just need to maybe find a new route or find like a running team, and then maybe I can get back into it. Yeah.
How do you like cardio? Like I can't.
It's easier for me because at least when I'm in a team sport, I can go. Mm. If you want me to go to the gym and pump weights by myself, I'm not coming.
Give zero,
I'm not doing that one. No.
All right. So now we do know that you also have, of course, love for radio.
Yes.
I remember, I think back in the day, I think I was still in high school, Ms. Cosmo, when you joined the YTKO, YFM, and basically take us through that journey and then how also 5FM came about.
Mm. All right. So after taking my DJ lessons, I was lucky enough, obviously, I think because I grew up in Johannesburg, it was just easier to kind of make different contacts. Also because I used to groove a lot, so you just end up knowing certain people. Called up a couple of DJ friends, said, hey, this is what I'm trying out, can I get some support? And through those DJs who were already prominent within the spaces, they were open to kind of giving me positions for me to play, whether it was opening sets or majority of them were actually opening sets because that's when they put in the new DJs. And I think the buzz kind of started picking up a bit when people started booking me a little bit more. I was getting like residencies within the Joburg space. I think also because people were trying to support what I was trying to put out. And with that, then word got round to the YFM programs manager at the time, who wanted to create this new brand of DJs because he wanted to bring back live mixing on radio, which had been a bit of a forgotten craft at the time because the older DJs, I think the likes of Naked DJ and C Live had done live mixes back then. But then when they left, it kind of just ended. So he wanted to bring it back. And I was one of the first DJs he picked up and he said, yo, we want to do this new thing, but we also want to empower women. And what better to do than with a female DJ who's also playing hip hop? And that's how I got onto YTKO. So shout out to Dumelo for that. He's actually now at 947. Hence we have.
You still in touch with him?
No, I haven't spoken to him in a while. But I mean, him and I are cool. So yeah. Which is why you actually see the full female lineup at 947s because of him. He's very pro women. So shout out to him.
Love that.
And then from there, after a year, I wanted to do more because I've always just wanted to speak about hip hop and my love for hip hop and so forth. So there wasn't an opportunity at YFM, unfortunately, because I think their lineup was already full. So I'd sent out my demos, tried other stations, and I think it was great timing as well because as I had sent it at 5, there was an opening as well. And I've been at 5FM ever since.
Tell me now the importance, Ms. Cosmo, of being patient with your craft, you know, because we have a generation where my dad always calls me the microwave generation, where you want things to happen quick now and then.
Yes.
You want to break through now and then. Your journey and the moment where you said, oh my goodness, this is the breakthrough that I've been waiting for.
Look, I do think a lot of people feel like, I think it's social media that's also the problem, because it seems as though everything is like immediate gratitude, you know what I mean? Where, oh my gosh, I'm an influencer, so now you need to, you know. There's nothing wrong with influencers, please don't get me wrong, but I just feel as though social media has just made things fast-tracked, and we're also consuming things a lot faster. We're not really appreciating it, and we're not really understanding the work that's being done in the back of the people who are actually getting the recognition. So I think even in my case, for instance, like I was lucky enough to be placed in certain positions, but I do feel that I needed to still kind of prove myself for me to get somewhere. So even though I had gotten an opportunity to be on radio, I still had to prove myself to my listeners. I think my numbers only started growing 2-3 years in of the show. But outside of that as well, just for me to actually get myself into a place where I'm able to DJ at big festivals and such. I mean, the likes of Ultra, which is a huge festival for all DJs. I think there's not a single DJ in this country who doesn't want to play at an Ultra. I only played at Ultra for the first time in 2019. And I've been DJing for like years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's little things like that where step by step, you actually sit back, you're like, wow, I was able to achieve this, I was able to achieve that. Going overseas and DJing in Dubai, I only got an opportunity to do that in 2018. I'd started DJing in about 2012, if I'm not mistaken. So I think you got to set these goals for yourself and kind of decide, how far am I taking this thing? Where do I want to go? Place the goals in front of you, but also don't run through them, because at some point you're probably going to, you know, lose a step here or there. So I think that's the important thing about, you know, when they say 10,000 hours, it's actually very important, you know?
Sure. Yeah. You speak goals. 2021, I don't know if you count 2020. Personally, I'm like, I didn't really do much, guys, in 2020, so I don't know if it stands. But then what do you hope to achieve in 2021? Yes, you've got great music coming along, and I believe you want to push more of that.
Yeah. 2020 was a weird year, I think, for a lot of artists, but it also got us to a position of introspection and also understanding that things are very fickle in the world.
Yeah.
And we need to have backup plans. I think that's the one thing it taught us. But I wouldn't necessarily write it off completely, because I was able to, for instance, I dropped Maningi in 2020. So for me, it's one of those years where I was able to kind of get back into the music and focus on what I wanted to do for myself, which was definitely 100% the music. And I also think I was also able to pick up on my podcast as well, because I dropped a podcast last year called the She Social Podcast, where I focus on ladies. So it's not all doom and gloom. I just think we need to kind of, you know, try and find the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
But for 2021, definitely focusing on the music. I'm going to see if I can release more this year as well, just to kind of, you know, make sure that everything rolls out the way that I had initially planned.
So on your diary or on your journal, so do you have any artists that you want to feature for 2021?
There's a lot, but they're all so busy taking over the world. That's the problem. So getting them in studio is the hard part, you know? That's always the difficulty for me, is trying to get people to give me at least an hour of their time. But at least I know I've always got the support, and that's the great part about it as well. So definitely want to get Nasty in studio again, because we had worked on my first single together. So hopefully, if he's not too much of a international superstar, he'll send me the verse he's promised. But outside of that, there's different people. I think I'm also just playing around with different sounds as well. So as the journey continues, I'll probably change one or two things. So we'll see.
Change one or two things. So Ms. Cosmo, thank you so much for joining us. It's really such a pleasure. But before we, of course, say goodbye, we're going to play that Nasty C song that you talk about. Absolutely my favorite. I'm hoping that I'll play you, and then you play Nasty.
Okay. Wow.
So you're about to role play. You ready? Okay. Cool. Oh my goodness. Like, I'm trying to catch my breath. I'm like, what do you even mean? How do you know the lyrics to everybody's verse?
I've played the song too many times. The thing is, when you make music, you have to listen to it over and over and over and over just to make sure before you release it. So by the time it's out, I pretty much know everything that's going on. And also, and then I DJ, and then I have to play the song. So that also then sticks in the head. So it's just one of those things that happens.
So how's then the reaction when you play your own songs? Does it, I don't know, give you butterflies in your tummy?
I still get nervous, because I'm still very like new within the music production space. I've only released about 5 singles, whereas other people have had accolades and they've released albums, 20 tracks, all of that stuff. So for me, because I'm still taking my time, I'm not rushing it, because I wanna make sure what I'm doing actually depicts what I want. So I still get nervous when people play my song on radio, or if other DJs play my songs, because sometimes I just don't expect it. So it's really awesome when people actually react to it and they show how much love that they're enjoying the song. So that's a great feeling.
It really is amazing. Literally every time I lose my mind when that song goes on. But now fast forward, Ms. Cosmo, we're looking into the industry, and basically now looking into the DJs, the female side of it, right? Do you see any growth, and are you impressed with what you've seen in terms of South African female DJs in the country?
100%. I think I'm loving the fact that there's way more that we can now pick from. And now we can also always see a lineup that has a female on the lineup, because the biggest issue that we had when I first came up was that it was literally always just like all male lineups. And even then, when it was all male lineups, if there was a female, there was only one female. Now you can gladly see lineups where there's one female or there's two females or there's, you know, even women can even take up a full lineup on their own, which is really awesome. So shout outs to the women who are killing it in the game. I think the more the merrier, also just so that we can show that we have the skill just as much as everybody else. You know, I mean, the likes of Lamise Holworthy, Durban Gorko also killing it right now, Nikki Newlands. There's so many females who are out there who are taking a stand and saying, yo, we can also look good while we're playing good music. So shout outs.
I love the fact that you want us as women to stand together and basically be great, and you're not trying to say you know, it's like you've got this. There's more than enough cake for everybody to eat, and there's no need to be nasty to someone else. What do you then now attribute that passion that you have to see women doing great and being great?
I think for me it's because I'm an activist for equality, because I know that it was slightly difficult. I mean, it wasn't completely hard, I must say, when I firstly came in, because I had support of some of my guy friends, but I still had to prove myself. And for me, that was irritating, because it's just like, but you can hear I'm playing a song just like every other person. Why must you doubt me just because I'm a girl?
Yeah.
You know, so that always used to annoy me. But I think now that we're opening up the floodgates for the women to kind of take over, it just makes it all the more better from an equality perspective. And I want to change the mindset that women can't headline events, because that's also still something that we're still trying to fight. Yeah. It's as if women will only get attention when they're featured on a male song, or if there's another male who's on the lineup as well as them. Then it's like, okay, cool. Well, Smang Mang's also there, so maybe I'll go. And it's like, why can't you just go just because you only see Busiswa's name there?
Yes.
Why can't you go because you only see Shoma Josie's name there? Why do you have to wait and see somebody else who's also there? Why? You know, so for me, so for me, it's like they're killing it just as much. They are, you know, creating much, that much of a buzz. So we need to give them their platform and they shine.
100%. Your birthday is coming up.
Oh, wow.
She literally rolled her eyes, guys. Are you excited? Clearly, from rolling your eyes, you are not stoked about it.
I mean, like, who wants to get old? No, look, I celebrate my birthday every year, so it's not as if it's a shock to me that people know, because I usually do like a birthday tour vibe. So obviously there's some events and parties that are planned for next weekend. I just think the thing is, it's a lot of attention, and then everybody just, the phone doesn't stop ringing, and then you have to reply to all the tweets. It's a lot of work, I won't lie. But I do enjoy my birthday. I'm not gonna act like I don't.
Tell me, you speaking of your phone rings a lot and all the attention. So a part of you, low-key, kind of doesn't really like too much attention, I'm assuming.
Not really. You know what? Being in this industry, obviously, you're going to get attention. So sometimes it's one of those things where you have to kind of like put yourself in that mindset and then say, okay, I'm going into a club or I'm going into a big event. I have to be this person so that they can appreciate me. Fine, I'm more than happy to kind of put that hat on when that happens. Sometimes you also just want to be unnoticed, you know? Sometimes you just want to go to the shops in your pajamas and just buy your cereal and get out, you know? You just don't want to, you don't want to fuss, you don't want, because sometimes it's just, it's also overwhelming. Maybe you don't, you're not in the mood to deal with, you know, people. And it's not that I'm being mean, it's just, at that point in time, I just want to get in and get out. And the only benefit I love about the masks is that I can hide my face.
Can I wear
a mask, wear a cap, wear sunglasses? People can't see you. Can go in and go out and you'll be fine. But obviously there are days where I want to be seen, where I want to look glam, where I want to, you know, be appreciated. And those days do come. So obviously that's going to happen next week when I celebrate my birthday.
So would you say that's the difference between Noni and Miss Cosmo?
Yeah.
Noni wants to just... let me be. Let me just relax.
I don't even
more.
Think it's just me alone. I think everybody feels this way. Because there are days where you just... like, it's a lot of work putting on makeup, leaving the
it
house.
Is.
Do you know what I mean?
It
so
really is.
Some days you literally just want to, you know, just have lip gloss on, you know, and not necessarily draw your eyebrows and, you know, just go and do what you need to do. Run a quick errand and then go home. So it's a lot of work to kind of put it all on just to go and do something for 30 minutes and then go home.
I get you.
Yeah.
And wash it all off.
Exactly. It's waste of money. It's a lot. Exactly.
You've worked with also one of my favorite presenters. I really admire the work that he's done in the industry, that being Scoop Makatini. I love how he always keeps it so real.
Yeah.
How has that experience been for you?
Scoop and I are like, we're really dope. Like, we understand each other. I think it's also because His birthday is actually tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, so my birthday is next week Tuesday, his is tomorrow. So I think that also kind of plays a part because we understand each other from that perspective, same star sign vibes. But he's a very like boisterous character. He's out there, he's loud, he's proud. We share the same trait by being honest about how we feel about certain things. It's just that maybe for me, I've had to teach myself over the years to kind of choose my words, because I can be extremely blunt and then sometimes it's not taken the way that I need it to be taken. So over the years, I've kind of been like, I've taught myself to, okay, say it like this, as long as you get the truth out. Whereas Scoop doesn't care. He's still on that, you're going to take it whether you like it or not, you know. But like I said, we have the same traits. We project it differently. But he's really awesome. And I love his energy. I love his creativity. I love his honesty. I think it's important to have somebody like that, especially in a time where everything's so fake with social media. So, you know, we just need to be able to still be real as people.
Can we expect more work from the both of you guys?
Definitely. I mean, we're growing the podcast. I mean, we've just started Pop Radio, which is another leg of podcast where we're interviewing artists and industry players in the game. Mm-hmm. So from that perspective, we're taking things a little bit further. We've just gotten on our first new sponsor. So we're trying to grow things a little bit more. Mm-hmm. We're trying to see how far in we can take the show as well, possibly from a global space as well. So we're loving the work that we're doing together. I think it's really awesome, especially good for the culture as well.
100%. Lastly, before we let you go, Miss Cosmo, for the girls, right? For the young girl that's out here dreaming, saying, I'd love to be a DJ, but then I'm not really in Johannesburg. So I can't engage in all of this. I can't go to these parties and create all this network. What then is the advice that you can give to the young one?
Look, I always say this even to up-and-coming artists, let alone the females, because it all pretty much fits into the same box, is if you want to do something and you want to have a bit of attention, you need to be able to cultivate a following within your space. You need to be able to make people pay attention, because then we can't ignore you. Look at the likes of, for instance, Dikwala. Dikwala is from Khayelitsha in Cape Town. That's far away from Johannesburg. Yeah. But she's created her buzz in her space where she knows she's getting the support from her people to the point where Joburg can't ignore her.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And she still proudly lives in Cape Town because she says, I'm from Cape Town. I'm not going to leave Cape Town. But I want you to know that if you want me and you want me to work with you, you're going to fly me to Joburg so that you can pay attention to what I've got to the table. So I think that's the important part, I think, for young women to also pay attention to, is that they need to work hard, but also don't be afraid to show yourself, your authenticity, your branding, and make people pay attention for the right reasons, you know? Yeah.
So good. We're closing it off with one of your tracks, Booty. Tell me about that one.
Oh, man, that's my latest single. So excited about that song. We're actually going to be recording the video in the next few weeks, so I'm quite keen. So that's a collaboration with Boity and Moonchild. I wanted to do something fun, something lighthearted, not too serious as well, because Banding is a very serious song, as much as it's like, it's a fun song, but it's also very like, it's got a serious message behind it. So for me, I wanted to do something just lighthearted with Booty. Also wanted to play around with different sounds as well. Obviously the piano bass line still coming in, but it's still got a very hip-hop beat coming in as well. And yeah, man, it's just a song just talking about us ladies, just saying, yo, you guys always talk about what you want in ladies. It's our turn to say, yeah, 90s funawa putabo, so now you also need to measure up, you know.
Please,
what I mean.
Thank you so much, Ms. Cosmo.
Thank you so much for having me,
talking to you, and we'll definitely link up again. And happy birthday.
Yes,
in the future, I guess we can.
Yeah, well, it's on Tuesday, so yes. Thank you.
Super. Here's of course the latest.